The Alice Unfiltered Podcast with Bill Indiana.
It's here.
All right, so if you're into the whole psychic medium thing, you're really going to like this guy. His name is Matt Frazier, and he's got this show called Meet the Fraziers on E! Listen to this.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Matt, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Of course, Matt Frazier of Meet the Fraziers got the big premiere of your show coming up on E! Next Monday night. For those people that don't know about what mediums are, give us a little snapshot of that.
So a medium is somebody who can connect with your departed loved ones. So if you lost a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother, no matter who it is, you can connect with a medium to talk with them. And if there's a message that's there, they'll speak to me to communicate with you. So this is actually a gift that's run in my family from generation to generation. My grandmother had this ability, who passed it on to my mom, and then in turn passed it on to me. But you got to remember that back in the day, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, this wasn't something that people talked about. It was something that my grandmother kept very secret and my mom kept secret, you know, only did it for close friends and family members. And I'm the first one that really, you know, ran with it and has been touring the country, reconnecting people with their lost loved ones.
Now, Matt, you have performed thousands of readings across the world, and I just recently watched the trailer of when you gave a reading to the botched doctors, and they were so floored by what information you had to share with them and who was coming through. When you mentioned that your grandmother and your mother both had this gift, when did you realize you had it?
So I started seeing and hearing people who had died around the age of 3. It's
wow.
Actually funny because my grandmother, the psychic one, passed when I was 3 years old, and everybody was grieving her and mourning her loss except for me. You know, I was the only one that didn't understand that she died because I was seeing and hearing her and experiencing her. And it's crazy because, you know, at that age, I didn't even realize that she was departed. I remember her coming and speaking to me at night and checking in on me to see, you know, what I was doing and whatnot.
Right.
And then after that moment, other souls started to come in and trying to reach me. And they were strangers. They were people that I had never met before. And that was petrified to me. You know, for me, I was so scared. It was like living that movie, The Sixth Sense, because
yeah.
I felt like I just couldn't escape it. And more importantly, I didn't know why I was seeing and hearing and feeling things that other people couldn't. I didn't realize being so young that I was psychic or that I had an ability. I just thought the house was haunted or where I was going was haunted. I didn't realize it was something that followed me.
Matt, I mean, you are able to look beyond and bring up a lot of old memories, answer a lot of questions for people that are deep, dark, and personal. How do you make that barrier so it doesn't spill into your regular life?
Well, you know, I do try to live a normal life, but, you know, it's hard because no matter where I go, I am seeing and hearing the departed. You know, I do sense and feel them. And at the same time, they know that I'm somebody that can communicate with them. So they do try to talk to me, and they do, if there is a message that's there when I'm out and about, you know, I do have to deliver it. And if you go on YouTube, you can actually see some of the readings that were done, you know, impromptu readings that were done on camera, but not didn't make it as part of the series. And I think that that's so incredible because sometimes I'll bump into people at a store or a restaurant, and they'll have a message that's there that's waiting to be delivered. And I love those kind of messages because they're almost like postcards from heaven that somebody might be, you know, not expecting it, but next, you know, hearing a message from a grandmother or a father or someone special or close that had passed away. And it really just shows them that those you love and miss are with you every day. And we're on Monday nights at 10, 9 Central, and it really follows my life with my family because, you know, doing this work, I also work with my family every single day. And if you know somebody who works with their family, you would also know that it is a very hard thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we love each other, but we do get on each other's nerves, believe me. I mean, my mother has a hard enough time understanding that I'm her boss when we're at work and not her son. You know, she's very Italian. She's very overbearing. I mean, if I don't change the lock on my door, you know, 5 times, because she keeps guessing my code. Changing the door locks, and you know, being psychic, she actually does get in, and she does get the numbers sometimes.
Which oh my goodness!
Makes it even more, you know, even more tough. I also have, you know, a pageant queen girlfriend that I absolutely love. My girlfriend was Miss Rhode Island Teen USA. And now this year she's competing for the crown again for Miss Rhode Island USA.
Cool.
So not only do I get to be a psychic medium, but I get to be, you know, a son, and I get to be a pageant a pageant boyfriend as well, which is very interesting.
Well, it sounds like you guys are both headed for very big things. Is there, when you're on the phone with people like us, does anybody come through? Is anybody coming through for you now for either myself or Bill?
So, yeah, so I'm always having souls that are coming through. You know, I'm always sensing and feeling them, and they're always just right here. And when I'm connecting with you, you know, right away I'm connecting with a grandfather that had departed.
Deanna?
My grandfather, I have two departed grandfathers.
Okay, and I have one too, so.
I felt like it was
three.
It was more.
Three.
No, I feel like it was more for him. So
okay.
This was your grandfather. Do you know if he was in the military here in the physical?
What was he?
In the military?
Yes.
Actually, yes. My grandpa Herb.
He showed me the military uniform when I'm connecting with him. And he actually tells me when I'm speaking to him that his family passed down his watch. So I still feel there's a watch in the family.
Really?
That we have or held on to. Yeah, because he's very proud of that. He's stepping forward. He tells me he had heart issues here in the physical world when I'm connecting with him.
He did. He had a major heart aneurysm.
And he tells me that's how he had died. Because when he's stepping forward, he said to me, I didn't realize that I was sick with this. He told me his heart was bothering him, but he just thought like he had a cold or a flu. Like, he was sick that whole week. And the crazy part is, and the reason why he's talking to me, is he actually tells me that he was trying to get to the doctors.
Wow.
Like, the time he had died, he had just gone in for a checkup, or, like, he just went in for a physical. And I heard, like, them saying to him, like, everything's okay, like, everything's fine. And then, like, I felt like the week after he had died of an aneurysm. It's just so crazy.
It completely came out of the blue.
And he says to me, I want my family to know that even though I passed in this way, he says that not to feel upset, because he tells me that even if he went through operations or had an operation to fix this, he says I still would have passed. So he says, know that he's okay, and he is watching over the family, because he's acknowledging that.
Matt, that's unbelievable. Yeah, because you nailed it. You nailed it.
I mean, they are with us every day, and what's so amazing about what I do is that it's not about how somebody had died. It's about knowing that their soul lives on, you know. And the sad part is with your grandfather, like I said, he had the opportunity where he was checked out, and like I said, it wasn't too long beforehand that they told him he was okay, but instead he had passed. But, you know, he still watches over everybody, and I got to tell you, when I'm connecting with him, he's also, like, loved animals here in this world, because there's so many animals that are with him when I'm connecting with him.
Matt Frazier, the big show on E! Meet the Fraziers. Matt, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I hope you watch us on Monday nights.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Matt.
Take care.
Alice Unfiltered with Bill and Deanna. Listen for more episodes and follow us on social media at Alice Reno.